2 years ago, Kenya passed the world's most serious plastic bag ban. But that did not stop the pollution, so now Kenya is raising the stakes. It's banning single-use plastics from beaches and parks starting next June. Coastal communities in Kenya want the government to speed things up. They say plastic containers, bottles, and straws that pollute the oceans are endangering their livelihoods. The BBC's Emmanuel Igunza sent this report from the Indian Ocean coast of Kenya.
I'm in Watamu. This is one of Kenya's most popular coastal getaways. It's well known for its pristine waters and sandy beaches. Every year, thousands of tourists come here to watch breathtaking marine life. But the lifeline of this resort town is under serious threat. The coastal region is one of Kenya's biggest producers of fish, and millions of people depend on fishing for survival. But a United Nations report says an increase in plastic pollution, overfishing and climate change have all led to disappearance of fish, which is endangering livelihoods in places like this. Alfred Kenga has been a fisherman here in Watamu for nearly 30 years and says he's seen the effects of the pollution.
Plastic waste is a serious threat to all types of fish because they die when they eat that waste. So when we are out in deep sea and we see any plastic waste scattered all over, we normally stop and pick it up and dispose of it properly once we get back on shore, because this is a big danger to our fish.
But the residents in Watamu have initiated a campaign to take on the plastic waste problem. Every week, volunteers clean up the coastline, collecting tons of waste, which will then be taken to a recycling center run by the community. At the recycling plant, plastics are weighed before grinding them into tiny pieces that are sold to make chairs, poles, and tables. Plastic and glass bottles are bound together and can be used to replace brick walls in homes. Julie Alego is EcoWorld's project coordinator.
On the other side of the compound, as you've seen, we have so many glass bottles and plastic bottles that we receive from the tourism industry, as well as some of the beach cleanups that we do. So what we do is to show people simple and practical ways that they can use to transform the waste that they have into something of value and also that has monetary benefits.
The community here sees this project as part of support for the government's ban on plastic carry bags imposed 2 years ago. In June next year, Kenya plans to have a total ban on single plastic use in beaches, national parks, forests and conservation areas. It's a move welcomed by environmentalists like Julia Lego.
We're trying to change the mindset of people from looking at waste as something ugly and start looking at it as a resource. In that way, they'll go out to look for it in the environment to use it in making one or two things that they are interested in, thus reducing the amount of waste in the environment. And in that way, you know, end up with a clean environment.
Plastic pollution is one of the most pressing environmental problems globally. But communities such as this one in Watamu hope that such initiatives to clean up the environment can be replicated elsewhere and give momentum to a cleaner future.
The BBC's Emmanuel Igunza there, reporting from Watamu, coastal Kenya.